Thank you for calling Espiologist. This is Courtney speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. I had a call earlier this morning. I don't remember what time it was, somewhere around 10, I think, about an insulation on a range hood.
All right. Let's see. Can I have a telephone number?
It's area code 314-813-8284.
All right. Just bear with me one moment.
Pardon?
All right. I said just bear with me one moment. Take a minute or two to pull up by the telephone number.
Okay.
I do apologize, by the way.
No, no problem. I wasted my time on that Super Bowl game last night. Yeah, I wanted the Chiefs, man. I can't stand Brady, but he did it again.
Yeah.
I hope he retires. Him and that Gronkowski or something happens to him bad. I think I was up there. I guess I went to the Home Depot over here where I live. It was Friday or Saturday. I think it was Friday I went up there.
It's still searching. I do apologize, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Somebody's supposed to come out and take measurements, but I'm going to have to reschedule because I might have that COVID, so I don't want to jump into this right now because my temperature was 100 degrees. I went to the gym yesterday, 101 or something like that.
All right, can I have your first and last name? Can you verify the address?
First and last name. First name Daniel. Last name Hughes. And the address was 1120 Kostka with a K, K-O-S-T-K-A.
Thank you for verification. Let's see. Well, we left a voicemail to schedule.
Well, see, I'm having problems with this phone. I'll get a voicemail, but then when I go into the screen, there's nothing there. It's just a phone number. So that's why I called this. I said I didn't recognize it, but I thought, I remember told that lady, I said, well, I'll have somebody call Monday. Yeah, it was Saturday when I went up there. So she said, I'll have somebody call you Monday.
All right, let's see. What do we have available for you?
Well, I guess I'm going to be quarantined for a couple of weeks. My doctor's going to give me in. I'll find out. Because my sister had it, and they quarantined her for 2 weeks.
And the next day is telling me that we have available the 23rd.
Yeah, that'd be great for me. That'd be fine.
All right,
that'd be that's a Tuesday. I'm looking at my calendar right now. That's a Tuesday, I believe, yeah.
23rd? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be better for me because, like I said, my primary care, I'm getting ready to go here in the next hour. He's got an opening. Somebody canceled, so I'm going to take my temperature and see if I need to be quarantined. Or I guess I'll have to be quarantined. Hopefully, I won't have to be hospitalized.
All right, so I did go ahead and get you scheduled. Is there anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to call because I didn't recognize the number, and I figured once I called it and they said insulation service, and I knew that was about the Home Depot thing, so the rain shed. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
All righty, so 23rd, and they'll give me a call before they come on, I guess?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I need. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Expiologist, you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.